Welcome to Intentional. During the season of Advent this month, we are preparing our hearts for Christmas. Over the next few minutes, we will be reading through today's passage of Scripture and providing space to pause and reflect. Taking a few minutes to spend with God can change the posture of your day. Let's begin. Before I read the scripture passage, take a few moments to focus on God's presence with you right now. Let the worries of your day go and breathe. Today's passage is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. Listen for what stands out to you as I read it. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." I want to read it again. Listen and savor any words or phrases that stand out to you. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." What were the phrases that stood out to you? What might God be saying to you through this passage, and how can you respond today? Take a minute to listen and talk to God about these things. As we close our reflection time with the breath prayer, breathe in your presence, O God, and breathe out, there is fullness of joy. Breathe in your presence, O God, and breathe out, there is fullness of joy. Thanks for being intentional with these minutes. As you shift gears into whatever comes next in your day, remember what God spoke to you about and use that breath prayer.